Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stone, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stone.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Absolutely. And this segment or show actually is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. What a great company. If you have a little grocery store or liquor store or business where right now you're not having any luck getting employees, well, you can go with the big boys, you know, like Walmart and Home Depot and Costco, and put in a self-checkout system. It works phenomenal. Plus, you get 24-hour, 7-day a week service. Just call 800-540-2149. Jeff, Mark, Beth, Ted, or Tony will be more than happy. Oh, and don't forget Ramon. Be more than happy to help you come out, check your location out, and if it will make sense to them, it'll make sense to you, you can save yourself a lot of money. So check them out. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ. Well, 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 Brittany, she's always impressed when she brings people in that I know, that she wouldn't think in a million years that I would know.
No, I've gotten used to this. Oh. I was telling him when in the green room, I said, I always feel like I'm the last one invited to the party, but I'm always grateful that I was invited.
Yeah, and you do a great job when you show up, so why don't you introduce our guests?
Well, you might have your hands full from what rumor says. We have the Colley family.
Yeah.
It sounded weird when I said it that way. And they have experience with two wheels, three wheels, and four wheels. To my left, I have Larry. To my right, I have Brody. And to my far left, I have Chelsea.
Exactly. And they might do a little racing. Who should we talk to first? Should we talk to Larry for a second?
Since they're all pointing at Larry.
Well, just for a moment.
Let's talk to Dad.
So, Larry, you and I know each other from breakfast in the sky, so to speak. And you and your crowd, and by the way, this you can let them hear this show. Hats out to you guys. Look forward to seeing you, Saquon. You know, if you guys want to go hang out there. I guess they got a pretty good breakfast there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, didn't you talk them into it? Or didn't you have something to do with the cooks about opening up early?
Well, so yeah, they only open up the restaurant to the golf players, and we don't do a whole lot of golfing.
You haven't hit a ball since I don't know when. So who we got here today? Who are we going to talk to?
My youngest is Brody.
Okay.
He's since he got in a go-kart when he was 5.
Okay.
He's done the go-kart at San Diego Karting Association back in the day.
And yeah.
Then at Camp Lockett, he go-karted. He ran the Mini Dwarf. He ran some motorcycle races. He won some quad stuff. And and now he's on the pull start class with his big brother, Dalton, who's running a bunch of stuff. But yeah, Brody's the flat track kid.
That's it. What about Chelsea?
She used to do some flat tracking, but now she brought me my first grandbaby about 10 months ago.
So. Well, then I think she should be taking care of that. But
yes. She's got a lot of time.
So let's talk to Brody. So how old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be an eighth grader next week.
Ching.
Yeah.
In studio, no doubt. So started go-karting when you were 5.
Yeah.
Did you kind of just fall for it? I mean, you were just hooked?
Yeah, it was fun. I flipped a few of them.
Yeah, me too.
It kept going.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like a 3,400-pound car just landed on you. It's kind of like your skateboard or your wagon that just landed on you.
This was asphalt, correct? You started on asphalt.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Been there, done that.
Because he's in dirt now, so that's why I was clarifying.
What was the switch? Why'd you switch from dirt? Because there's no place to run. It's probably had something.
Well, they stopped doing the races at Qualcomm, so.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I guess where else are you going to go? Nothing bad about K1 speed. I just don't like the fact they turn you down when you get a lot of
control.
Because I still think 8 wheels in a turn is better than 4. But the people at K1 speed don't think so.
No, they don't, Dave.
I know. I've been ejected, 2-3 times? But that's another story. So how do you like dirt?
It's fun. A little,
different.
Slippery sometimes.
Right.
Well, don't you kind of like slippery? I mean,
Yeah.
Especially if it works.
Yeah, it's a little interesting.
Yeah, when it doesn't work, it's not. Wait, why is that tail end coming around? Stop. Yeah, hate spin outs. Hate them with a passion.
So you went from 4 to 2 wheels.
Yeah. So when did you flip to 2?
Well, for a while I was doing four and two. I had the go-kart and the motorcycle, but then just I was the last one of my brothers, so then ended up just stopping at a point.
Oh, yeah. So now you're on two-wheel. Okay. You like this better than four-wheel?
Yeah, well, kind of.
He was hesitant.
He's thinking.
I've been all around because it was go-kart and then go-kart motorcycle. Motorcycle quad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Quad mini dwarf and then mini bike.
God, you could remember all that.
And he's 12.
And he's 12. But, you know, I think it makes you look at the real top name guys. You know, look at the if you just go into sprint cars alone. I mean, look how many different things they drove.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that too. Yeah. Sheldon Creed and Larson both come to mind right now.
Yeah, exactly. But they also, it's like one you have the ability. I mean, you have the ability. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Doesn't mean you're going to win every single time, but you have the potential because your head's on right.
Yeah, got the experience.
He's got the opportunity, too, and he's taking it.
Well, and you got to be smart at it, too. And by the way, I even hate bagging on this guy, but it fits the idea, and that's Robbie Gordon. You know who he is?
No.
Robbie Gordon drives off-road, and he's probably one of the best off-road racers out there, except he only knows one way, and that's flat out.
Wide open.
So it's either wreckers or checkers, you know. So it's morally the wrecker than it is the checker. So, and when I find a driver that thinks out the race, and that's what you do, right? When you're getting ready to go on a race, you have it in your head what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, try to figure out what line I'm going to take.
Yeah, and you never know, but you know, like I said, good old Robbie, blah, he just hammers it, you know, whatever that.
He has the money to repair.
Well, sure,
too.
Sure.
Kind of a difference between most of us and him.
Yeah. And we don't want to go anywhere without that because Brittany and I will tell you, your sponsors are probably the most important part of your team, if you know what I mean. So, with that being said, who do you got on the side of? You're riding a mini bike now?
Yes.
So you only have one
Not
sponsor.
Much room.
Yeah, one sponsor.
Hey, I got two. I got mini bike small engine.
Okay.
Oh, no, San Diego small engine.
Okay.
And I got dad.
Dad. Does it say dad?
Okay,
D-A-D?
Well, so that's dad on one side and San Diego mini bike. Hey, you know, if you want to reach out to them, you're more than welcome to because I think that would be a stellar interview. It'll give them free radio exposure without me having to charge them, and it doesn't cost anything. We'll have them come in sometime and do a segment just like we're doing here. Think about it after the show because – you know, like I say, I'm always liking to help out the small businesses that keep you on the track.
Gotcha.
Has the engine been staying together? Nothing fall off? Nothing fall off the engine yet?
Not yet.
Okay. That's because you've been keeping the shiny side up and the rubber side down.
Well, I heard of something that just went down with his quad.
What?
I went over my handlebars one time out in the desert.
But he got back on.
See,
got back on, kept going.
See, I didn't. It took the wind out of my sails, and I went. It was terrible.
It didn't land on him, thank goodness. I was glad to hear that.
Normally, they do. You know,
imagine.
You'll have to find it, but it's on your bike. It's a little like gyro thing. So if you do fall off, that bike will take an hour to find you and try to
poke holes in you. But it will find you.
Yeah, heat-seeking. I like that. I want to put that into my little storyline as well. So, all right, so folks, don't leave because we still got a couple minutes. But at the 45, we want to talk about your future. You know, what are your goals and aspirations? I mean, do you want to do this for the rest of your life? Do you want to make a living at it? You know, those are kinds of things I'm sure you've thought about to a certain degree, right?
Yeah, I have a little bit.
Okay, but I got homework for you. You go home today, and you know what I'm going to say. Stop at a Staples or Office, you know, Depot, whatever, and get a diary, you know, a book. And every night before you go to bed, write your day in it. And then when you get to be 40, 45 years old, you give that to a movie producer or somebody that likes to write about biographies because none of us do it. Now, you're too young, but if you could put your life in a book.
Oh, Larry,
well, I mean.
That's what Marty Tripe said when you were telling him.
Exactly. Well, I know your book would be very thin because you couldn't put all the real stuff in there. But, you know, you'd be surprised, and it's good therapy for you. If you write one page. Don't go carried away. Just write one page every night, and you'll get in the habit. You should do it with the little one. I mean, it would be a great, just think, when he or she, what is it, he? So when he's, heck, even 20 years old, if he's only 20 years old, you could say, hey, by the way, I've got something that I've did for you every single day. Because back in my day when we had kids, there was a book you got.
Yeah, like it has like the first step.
The first step, the first time it pooped in your foot.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry,
you know, the needles, the whole nine yards. So I'm just saying, so I've really become inspired when I talk to, you know, kids his age. Because, and you as well, but if you were to start writing this stuff down, I swear somebody would pick it up as the greatest movie in the world. Because we don't do that with each other, but I got to take a break. The poor guy's yelling at me. Because this is Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Family owned and operated. You know, when you buy a car from El Cajon Ford, new or used, you are part of the family. Trust me. And the service department is no different. In fact, the service department is set up to work on everything in your garage. So if you don't have a Ford product, they don't care. Bring it in. They got trained technicians that can work on every model. They have a phenomenal used car department, and that's where these techs come from, and they do an awesome job. And remember, they don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. So if you're looking for a good Ford, check them out. ElCajonMotors.com. Well, we have a very special guest online, Brittany.
That's what I hear.
And we got Tricia from Barona Speedway. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Dave and Brittany. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we are so happy you called in. We haven't talked to you in a long, long time. But it's probably because you're so busy.
Yeah, she's got her hands full.
Because the track is doing so well. I heard last night was off the charts.
You know, I can't complain, honestly, about anything. We had a really great night across the board, from our fans, racers, our volunteers that, you know, run our show. We finished our last checker at 9:48 last night, and we ran 11 main events.
Whoa. Yeah,
that's incredible. I received a text at 10 p.m. about the dwarf car main, and I was like, wait, it's already done? Because they ran last. That's pretty impressive. Organized.
Yeah, it was a great night of racing, so we hope to keep it up and finish the season off strong.
Well, I tell you what, Tricia, I do, as you know, more hours on radio than anybody. But in my first hour, which is San Diego Off-Road Coalition, we try to keep the deserts open, I told my co-host, Ed Stoven, you got to go to Barona. So he says, okay, I'm going to come to Barona. So he goes to Barona, and he just did a complete report on it in the first hour. And this is from the greenest guy on the planet. He goes, there's these cars out there, and they got like wedges. And when they go around the turn, they come all weird. Their wheels come up and everything.
Talk about the modifieds?
Yeah, I know. And he was trying to describe those front wheel car, those little cars look like little Hondas and Civics. You know, what are those?
The Sport Compact.
The Sport Compact. And I told him about their front wheel drive. And so he stayed there the whole night. And Trish, I got to send this show to you, and you have to listen to it. It'll just make you laugh. It was from the earth. You've now got a new fan. He's going to go back again. And he just had a phenomenal time. And he said the place was packed. And he said the racing, you know, was, he says it was awesome. So I just want to make sure I told you. I would just send you that.
11 divisions and done by 10.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. That's good stuff. That's a lot of entertainment.
Four, 10. Yeah, it was great. You know, we had a couple fill-ins last night. Dirt Dude was away at his daughter's graduation. So we had Mike Ledge. He used to be a part of the fire crew. Stepped up and announced for us last night. He did a great job. So that was awesome for him and us as well. So we miss Dirt Dude, but he'll be back here on the 26th. So...
Yeah, did you see that wedding dress he's looking to buy for his daughter on Facebook? Did you see that thing?
I didn't see it on Facebook, but I talked to him today. I said, you know, what an awesome relationship for a father to go with his daughter and, you know, pick a wedding dress. That's pretty special, if you ask me.
Well, yeah. It's kind of unheard of. I mean, that's the first time I've heard anybody doing that since I was younger, which we kind of did a lot.
I agree.
Brittany, what do you got?
I was just curious if we had race results.
I do. Oh. I have everything here ready for you guys.
Awesome. Oh. I'd love to hear. I only all heard this, a couple of the divisions.
All this chatting. All right, go for
Sorry.
It, girl. Go for it.
So we had our feature main was the Pure Stock 40 laps.
Oh, my God.
We have Jason Aldridge took third. Russ Daly took second. And Rick Chavez took the win.
Nice.
So that was a good night for that class. Then we had our special night with the 360 and 410 mm-hmm. sprint cars. We always appreciate them coming and putting on a show. It was a great race. They only had two yellows. We had Shane Sexton with the third place. Eric Evans was second. And AJ Bender took
AJ.
Yeah. Then we head on over to the lightning sprints. We had Brandon Cherimone come in at third. David Bazzio coming in at second, and then the one and only Grant Sexton took the win. So that was good for him again.
Yeah.
And we had him to the modifieds. We had Michael Singh take third. Bill Miller came over from Arizona. He took second. And then, again, the one and only PJ Dyke took the win.
All right.
Sport Mods, we had Steven Lichett took third. Ryan Amadon took second. And then, again, Brian Brown again. Man, that guy's on a roll.
I know. It's like his eighth win out of nine races or maybe even higher than that.
Yeah.
You got to make him the announcer next time. The track would love it, I bet. Or his competitors would.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Then we have Sport Compacts. We had Ken McWilliams in third. Enzo Deckers came over from Arizona in second. And then again, the Mr. David Hunt won that class.
He got first.
All right.
He's on a roll.
Yeah, he is.
Then we have the Street Stocks. Third place, Dale Irwin. Joey Teague took second, and then Kyle Bethel got the win.
Nice.
Then our dwarf cars, we have third place, Robert Peters. Second, John Isabella, and Mike Tobiasen for the win.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
You didn't?
Right on. I didn't.
Your division, and you didn't even.
I didn't have time to. Well, Facebook stock.
Geez, that just sounds like a great night.
A lot
great
of heavy
lineup.
Hitters there.
And again, going back to my buddy Ed, just as you were breaking him out, I was listening to how he described each division.
Yeah.
That's even funnier. I'll send it to you too, Brett. So
well, we can't forget the kids.
No, let's hear.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So we had our Sportsman Mini Dwarfs. Third place was Caden Johnson. Second, mm-hmm. Cody Isabella, and then for the win, Cam Baldwin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, then for our Masters Mini Dwarf, we had Tyler Warner for third, Kelly Weitzel in second, and then Jacob Munlo took first. I hope I pronounced his name right.
Yeah.
Then the Junior Sprints, this is the last one for us. Third place, Taylan Baldwin. Landon Dalton took second, and then Noah Dalton took first. So, brothers got first and second there. So, those were our winners.
Wow. Sounds like you had a great night. So, folks, if you want to keep up on this, it's baronaspeedway.com. All the information's there, ticket prices, what the event, the schedule, you know, a lot. And I think you've got, even got videos on there a time or two.
Yeah, we've been working really trying to keep up on that and just keep the, you know, sharing the drivers behind the scenes that a lot of people don't get to always see and stuff. So we're going to keep up on that, keeping up on this, sharing all this cool drone footage that we've been able to work with. It's been pretty spectacular, if you ask me.
And people are still allowed to go back in the pits once the final checkered drops. Is that true?
That's correct. Yep.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Thank
goodness. Quite a bit of people doing that last night. So, yeah. You know, when we get done early, it kind of gives people the opportunity.
Sure.
To
absolutely.
That.
That's what I was
the
thinking.
The kids are still awake and they're not too hot or cold. So.
Yeah. And
no, it was a great night.
That's fair. What's coming up?
So here we race again on the 26th of June. We're going to have our feature class will be IMCA Modifieds with a 40-lap main event.
Mm.
And we got Sport Mods on the schedule, Sport Compacts, Street Stocks, Pure Stocks, Dwarf Cars, and then our Mini Dwarf classes and Junior Sprint.
All right. Sounds like a ton of fun. That is awesome. So when's the tri-tip coming back?
I think very soon. I honestly walked over there on last night and thought I was going to find it and wasn't quite there. So I say, I'm going to guess, if I had to say a guess, and I will get the answer on this right. for you guys too, but I'm going to guess two races max.
Okay. Because I've looked for it almost, I can't remember when, I've yet to find it. So you guys even made me a sign one time. And because
my
crew
did that,
and because
for you.
I was running late, you pulled the sign.
We were tired of waiting for you, Dave.
I can't.
I remember that. I remember correctly, you got there and it was dark, Dave.
Well, it was sort of dark. Well, it was too. I need signage. I need.
You got
spotlight.
Your motorcycle now, though, Dave.
Yeah, and I got my little monkey. Where do you see this thing? I bought a 2021 Honda Monkey.
Does it have a light?
Oh, yeah. It says street legal.
Front light. Oh, okay.
And I had it all painted, racer radio, and because I knew you'd yell at me, I had a 3/4 legal DOT helmet, also painted the same way as my little bike.
He'll be wearing his helmet.
Safety.
So the big question here, Dave, is when are you going to grace us with your presence in this hot rod?
Yeah, I know. I will be there on the 26th. I'll be hooting and hollering because Brittany's going
to
drive
I'm
as well.
Hoping to race.
So you're going to have the whole Racer Radio crowd there with you, and we're going to have a great time.
Well, looking forward to it, and as I'm sure you are as well, Brittany. It's been a while.
Yeah. And we're about ready to do another KUSI segment. Just got to let me know what division, and we'll get it together and, you know, let people know how, especially now that we're close, if not almost, you know, 100% open. So look forward to talking to you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
you guys
in.
Too, you know, yeah, of course. It was my pleasure. I just want to thank you guys for all your support and everything you guys do to, you know, support us in the racing community. And once again, thank everybody from last night. It was really an awesome night. It's something to be thankful for.
I think thankful for everyone prepping, too. I heard a lot of work went into the track last week. So I personally thank you. We had a good track. For practice, and they were just working their tails off. And I think they just volunteer.
Right,
it's
and
amazing.
you couldn't get a better crew, whether they're prepping the track, parking the car, selling the tickets, or eventually making tri-tip.
Damn.
You know, we have a really special crew, I have to say. Yeah. We all work together really well. So, and that's what it takes. It takes a village.
It does.
Boy, doesn't it, though. All right, kiddo, we got to go. Good chatting with you.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks again.
You too.
Uh-huh. All right, folks, this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. This track, if you've not been to it, it needs to be on your bucket list.
Yes, it does.
This track from top to bottom, left to right, is just a wild entertainment center. Good food, good friends, ice cold beer, and racing. I'm telling you, folks, you got to go check it out. In fact, we've got Don Kazarian on the line. And this is probably one of the happiest guys we've talked to all week. I heard last night was off the charts, my friend.
Yeah, it was, you know, ever since we've been open, Dave, I mean, the crowds have been huge and the shows have been great. You know, the negative thing is, you know, you can't walk up and buy a beer at one of the beer stands. But Saturday night, you can't. You know, so,
but it's coming. You know, look how far we've come.
It's coming. It's coming. It's going to be 463 days since we've been in full operation.
But he hasn't been counting or anything.
Good thing you're not worried about it and you're counting.
Oh, I know. I mean, people would ask me when we were closed, when do you think you're going to be open? I'd say, well, I wake up every morning and I'm one day closer to being open.
Boy, isn't that? Yeah.
So you got to stay positive.
Yeah. You absolutely do. So what do you got coming up? I understand, just to give people a little bit of a pre-planning, what's coming up in the rest of June, or are you doing anything for 4th of July? Just kind of fill us in.
Well, this next Saturday night will be the third round of the USAC CRA Sprint Cars at Paris. The first two rounds this year were spectacular. May 22nd, we saw three major lead changes, and Damian Gardner had the lead, and he had four guys on his tail on lap 23, and all five of them piled up in turn three.
Oh.
And all five had to go to the rear and start from the rear, and it was quite a show to see them coming through the field. And Matt Mitchell started second to the last and finished third, and came through the field. And Damian finished fourth. But I mean, it was a great show. I'm sad to say, 6 weeks ago I had to make a hard decision on July 4th in our fireworks show, and not knowing what capacity we were going to be at was a big issue. And, I decided, I needed to move the race to July 3rd, which is the Night of Destruction night with no fireworks. And
right.
I wish I would have known what I knew 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. But, in this environment, I mean, it's hard to make that big of a business decision and take that on if you're only at 22 or, 33% capacity.
Yeah. So, you got to do the math in this one. You got to do the math. I mean, take your heart out of it, break out the pencil, and you got to live by the pencil. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at our schedule, we're running almost every Saturday night till November 20th. I think we have two Saturday nights off. So,
wow.
I mean, we're trying to play catch up.
Sure.
And as a business, businessman, you've got to do what you got to do. So. But I'm delighted the way the reopening started. Our sponsors are starting to come back to us, which is a great sign. And, the future's looking bright.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt. And you're right. The fans, I mean, you can just tell by the attendance. I mean, they're screaming for entertainment.
Well, the shows they're putting on, the caliber of drivers, and then, I'm sorry, but the Night of Destruction. That's fireworks on its own,
I know. Because figuratively. I would have loved to have seen those five guys coming up from behind.
Yes.
Especially Damian Gardner. They don't call him the demon for nothing, let me tell you.
Exactly. So, it's gonna be a great night of racing Saturday night. Yeah. It's going to be a little warm during the daytime, but as soon as the sun goes down and that clay wakes up, those guys will put on one whale of a show.
Oh, it surely will. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be off the charts. I don't know why I keep using that, but I don't know any other way to explain
it. Excited. You're excited, Dave.
I love the racing at Paris Auto Speedway.
Yeah, it's good stuff up there.
I mean, the track prep is, bar none, one of the best. And the speeds at that track.
Scary fast.
Yeah, scary fast. Tons of room.
How fast? Scary fast.
Scary fast. And I mean,
they get right up on the cushion.
I know. Sometimes they even go a little higher where they shouldn't. So now, I know we've been talking to Scott and you've been buying your tickets online. Has that turned out to be kind of a positive, easy way to go? Because then you just walk through the gate, show them your phone, and they see that little checkered thingy and you go right in.
We've been selling tickets online for 25 years. Probably 90% of our 90% of our customers didn't know that.
Yeah.
They're delighted with it. They're literally delighted.
I knew it.
And thanks to Family Affair, our partners and our concessionaires, they finally perfected the fan food app.
Okay.
And we're going to continue to offer that to the fans so they can place their order. They'll get a text when it's ready. They won't have to stand in line. And, it helps the experience all around.
Now,
so we anticipate majority of the people are still going to buy their tickets online.
Sure. Well, I'm not a computer guy by any stretch of the imagination, but I was sitting here thinking, because I've kind of gotten stuck into it because you can't function without it. I don't think that'd be a bad thing. It's like downloading your airplane ticket and instead of standing in line at the gate. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good idea. I think I like the food idea, to be honest with you, too.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago, because now you're not down there missing the races.
Right, exactly, and stand in line.
Yep, yeah. So, I mean, I think in the end result, it's going to be a much better fan experience.
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. And then I know once you get rocking and rolling, you're going to do events for the kids that are there. I mean, you're always pulling something out of a...
Yeah, maybe Halloween.
He'll just do it during the... I mean, during a race season. He'll just say, hey, let's do this for the kids, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's the future of the sport. You got to get them hooked.
Well, and not only that, but you got to keep that humpy wheeler mentality going. You've always got to have your wheels turning because you want to try to do something a little bit different than the other track. Even if there's not one close by, because as long as you provide excellent racing for the drivers and the fans, you'll never go wrong. And I know that's always been your goal. It's just that comment right there.
Yeah. I mean, hence we were the first track to start the Night of Destruction.
Right.
So, and that was for me staying up late at night and watching YouTube. Seeing what was going on in Europe and in Australia and trying to adapt it, because
I don't know why it's a surprise to everybody, because when I tell them about your Night of Destruction, they all put a grin on their face, because I don't know anybody that doesn't like to see a car crash. I mean,
it's pure entertainment.
Pure. Not that anybody's going to get hurt, because your safety standards, but this goes all the way back to Joey Chitwood. When he would take and roll cars off a ramp or drive them through a wall of fire, that's just something you got to watch, right?
Our first Night of Destruction, we built a rollover ramp, and we had a rollover contest.
Did you really?
Rollover contest?
Well, we only did it twice. And we had one of the owner's sons of Ramona Tire, I won't say his name, anyway, he built a specific Honda Civic with a full roll cage in it. He started in turn three, and the ramp was 5 feet tall. I thought to myself, that's awfully tall, but we had a stuntman build it for us. He hit the ramp doing about 55 miles an hour, and he flew over 80 feet in the air before he hit the front straightaway.
I was
down inside the infield. I got to tell you, it was probably the most spectacular thing I've ever seen at the racetrack. Thank God he was okay. But, you know, we kind of put that aside, and then we cut it down to like 2.5 feet and tried it again. And then I finally said, we're done with that. That's too wacky.
Yeah. Well, your heart couldn't take it, okay? So I don't know why you're doing this to yourself. Because as a fan, you loved it. As a promoter, somebody needed smelling salts to bring you back, right?
Exactly. So,
but now
there is a line you don't really want to cross.
No, you don't want to say, hey, try this, or let's try this. No, you got.
I just showed the in-studio guests the double-decker from last week.
You should have
seen their faces. This is Paris last week.
Yeah, the double-deckers. I mean, now there's an idea that you probably didn't think would do anything, and it's really a fan favorite.
Oh, it's turned out to be a great, great fan favorite. And, you know, we built all those cars at the racetrack. And
sure.
We went to pick your part and talked them into donating the cars for us. And I went to the steel yard and bought all the steel. And we welded them up and bolted them together and gave them to the guys to maintain. And, you know, there's going to be a lot more coming out at the end of the summer.
That is such a hoot. Well, we ought to do a radio co-host demo and put Brittany in one of them. And
okay.
Yeah, I knew you would say yes.
I've actually talked to my dad about it already. I'm like, who's driving and who's doing the gas and brake?
Yeah. Well, we'll bring you on, then that way you could do an inside report.
In-car
report.
I would do that. You would hear me yelping every once in a while and giggling, but I would certainly up for that.
Yelping is fine.
I yelp and giggle sometimes.
So, Don, the best place for folks to stay on top of you and find out what's going on, of course, is the website.
Website and social media. I mean, Scott does a great job with social media.
Yeah.
And you know, carousel speedway.com, yep, and, you know, go from there, and you can click on all the different social media sites and see what's going on a daily basis.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, say hi to the family. I miss seeing you and the wife, but we're going to make this thing happen again pretty soon. And Brittany and I may surprise you and show up some Saturday night just for all of the great racing.
Action.
Anytime, Dave.
You're the man. All right, buddy. Remember, folks, Paris Auto Speedway. Make sure you check them out. Drive safe. Talk to you later. This is Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. In-house dyno, so when they do performance work, they can actually give you a readout to show you what you paid for. Not many shops do that. So check Greg out. Tell him you heard it from me. CertifiedCarCare.net, 619-444-7170. And now we're going to chat with our special guests in the house.
Brody.
Brody.
Brody Colley.
Yep. And you his dad, Larry.
Larry. And we got Chelsea with us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking, because I think Brody has a few more people he wants to give a shout-out to.
Thanks to Chelsea.
Yes, thank you.
She
locked
his heels.
Watching out for him.
You forgot somebody.
Because it is important, as we were saying, well, off-air. And have you watched the drag race for today? Am I going to spoil something?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So the person who won.
Yes.
One of my favorites, because he's hilarious.
Yes.
In the interview.
I knew who you're talking about. I'm glad to see my boy won again.
It doesn't matter what the question is. I couldn't even tell you what the question was. He didn't care because he went straight to his sponsors.
Well,
and it was,
of course.
He straight to his sponsors.
He is the ultimate. He's the ultimate.
Yeah.
You want to learn. Learn from
but
John.
But he screams them. He's so excited.
Learn from John. You know who John Force is?
Yes.
On NHRA?
He's really excited during every interview.
Well, we decided that's adrenaline.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Hurt.
So who
so
else,
let's
you,
hear
who
yours,
else
Brody.
Helps you get to the track?
I wanted to thank HRP, TC Construction, San Diego, Small Engine, Maxima, my parents, and then, you know, the racetracks, Paris and Camp Lockett.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
So what kind of helmet you wear? I'm just curious. What's your choice of helmets?
Thor.
You like Thor? What is it about Thor you like? Because there's a lot of helmets out on the market. But what do you like about the Thor?
Comfortable and work good.
Yeah.
You crash, it doesn't hurt, so.
Really?
They work.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I mean, because if it didn't work, we probably wouldn't be chatting with you. But
yeah.
No. Now, do you have to wear a neck brace? You know, some type of a Hans device?
I wear a neck brace, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. I just read the history of the Hans device. I'd wear one, too. Because when you can see the physical anatomy of what your head does when you do get into an accident, wow, it's pretty impressive.
I hate to be that person, but I'm going to be.
No, you're not.
We've had a guest on quite a few months ago who would disagree. Maybe we should have that person back on. I'm not going to speak too much on it. But
yeah, let's do that.
It would be nice to have a balance and have both sides of that story. Although I wear one, but it's required, the next gen. But on
they had
a different theory personal
experience. I agree with that.
And you can't predict every single type
you,
of fall.
If you had your choice, would you wear it or wouldn't you?
I thought for sure yes until I talked to this person off air about it. So I don't know. Sorry to be that person. Go ahead, Chelsea.
I think it depends on the style, because some of them fit a little bit more comfortably, and when you're moving around, there's a lot more movement. The ones in the car, they sit your neck so tight and how it's supposed to sit, where like some of them are foam and you're just kind of, it's just more of a brace.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
in the car, we also have the seat behind us as support.
And if you have the side paddles, or at least are one.
It's just the whole theory in the car is a little different because we have the restraints. And I don't know. I didn't pursue this gentleman, but I was surprised, honestly, to hear that he was not in favor of them.
Right. Yeah, but I want to know if that's from a personal.
It's from a personal.
Or is
experience.
It a medical? Or is there a design? Or, it'd be interesting. So,
I have some more questions, though, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm going to kick myself if I don't ask. During the Barona segment, I think it was in the junior division, Trish announced siblings got first, second.
Yes.
And you have a lot of siblings, Brody.
How many have you got? Seven, eight, nine?
I got, let me think.
Wow, about he has to think
I got
about
five
this.
Five brothers and four sisters. So I got nine.
Wow. Where are you at in the flock?
In the food chain.
I'm the youngest.
Oh, you get everything, right?
Well, I want to know if he has or will someday race any of them.
Against my siblings?
Yeah. Anybody else up the ladder race, or is it just you?
No, he's got.
If I was going to race anyone, I already raced Dalton in the mini bike.
Okay, you have. How'd that go?
I don't beat him.
Yet? Yeah, I mean, he's good. Dalton, hear, is very good. But
yeah, he's.
Go ahead, Larry. Is he good?
Yeah, no, Dalton and him do the flat track.
Now, how old is Dalton?
He's 19.
Okay, and how old are you?
12.
Take a break.
Yeah, time.
You got plenty of time. You're not going to beat him yet, because if you did, he'd probably beat you, and it wouldn't be on the motorcycle. Okay. But that's another story.
Yeah.
Because Dalton's competitive, am I right?
Dalton's very competitive.
Say, would you not stomp him in the ground if he beat him?
Oh, you wouldn't let him by.
See?
He'd run him right in the hay bales. Camp Lockett, he'd take him right in the hay bales if he was coming around.
But you have so much time on your side, the two of them.
Yeah, keep writing that book. Keep writing that book. Let's do a little plug for Camp Lockett, because, you know, I still think it's one of the best kept secrets out there, which maybe is a good thing to a certain degree.
I got great reviews from him off air before we came on. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
Just the love, the family.
That's what I think. I'm very, for whatever reason, I can't do it on Sundays, but I can do it on Saturdays. But I need you to send me an email so I can, or else I'll just go, because you have a website?
Camp Lockett does have a website. It's, well, I don't know their website for the horse ranch, but calvmx.net.
Oh, it's still calvmx.
Calvmx, Frank and Debbie, they run that whole thing still, and it's amazing.
Judd Neese does a really good job of, like, documenting everything,
too.
Oh,
Judd does everything.
Yeah.
Judd was at my house yesterday for my birthday party.
Oh, his birthday, by the way.
Well,
Dave.
Happy birthday. That's awesome.
It's the big 5-0.
You're not supposed to say that.
I'm right behind him.
You're right behind. Just so when you see Frank, just walk up and smack him in the back of the head.
Well, I don't know why you guys don't come out there one day.
Well, come out there is one thing. I need him back at KUSI so we could promote the you-know-what out of it. That's what I'm talking about.
I keep hearing about it, thanks to Judd, but like the day after. So I think that's part of it for me.
So I just want to promote it ahead of time so
next Saturday.
All she's got to do is give me a heads up, and I'll bring a bunch of people to KUSI whenever you
want. Well, that's what I'm waiting for, that final you can bring a bunch of kids. Because lately what I've been doing is one go-kart.
Right.
One driver, which is fine. But if we could get a taste of something from each division that runs out there, then somebody will say, ooh, look, they do that. That's what I wanted to do, but I didn't know where to go.
Don't know where to go or sparks interest.
All right, let's get back to the kid.
I have a question, another one, Dave.
All right.
Proud moment, Papa. What's a proud moment with this racer to my right here, Brody?
Oh, everything about it. It just, I mean, when he first got in a go-kart when he was 5 and kind of timid and, now he's not afraid of anything. He's got a go-kart championship. He's got a mini dwarf championship. The little pit bike championship. And now he went to the pull start for fun, which seems like you're going down. But if you look up the pull starts at the Cal VMX thing, his brother's 20 and racing against guys that are almost as old as me. And the pull start class is like an open whatever you want to build. And he goes and bangs bars with them, and it's so fun.
So tell me about that. What is a pull start?
Well, it's really just a short bike, and hop on.
What kind of wheels?
It's a pull start.
How big are wheels? It's a pull start.
It's a pull start.
There are two of them.
I know there's two of them, but I mean, is it bicycle style or go-kart style?
It's like a taller version of a go-kart a little bit.
Okay, but it's just a two-wheeler.
Yeah, two-wheeler.
Okay. In my days, would it be a mini bike that was just a tubular chassis with a wheel, and a motor in the middle?
Yeah, it's like that.
Are they fat tires? That's what I remember seeing at Verona.
They're not normal. I know what he's talking about. That we had them when we were kids. We used to be called, we used to call them doodle bugs, and you know there was a million names for it. And it's not a super fast class, right?
No, they aren't that fast.
Yeah. It's more just slipping and sliding around and
having fun.
For minimal amount of money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David doesn't cost him anything.
Well, that's just because he's smarter than you.
But the Camp Lockett thing, the pull start thing, they don't have any rules. The rules are if it has a pull cord, it's in. So like he runs a mini bike like you or I would have.
Yeah.
His brother rides one that's similar, but with bigger tires.
Uh-huh.
But Brian from San Diego Small Engines built, he took a Predator engine, and it's got a flat top piston, welded head, 13-to-1 compression. It runs on methanol on a 28-millimeter slide carburetor, and it's scarier than heck just to ride around in the pits.
Just in the pits.
And I just bought a Honda Monkey, and I thought I was doing good.
Well, take it to Brian if you want to go fast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Dalton went to start his bike one time and, like, shot a flame at me.
Oh, because that's that, so you know there should be a sign on it not to stand anywhere near this bike.
Warning.
What kind of seat is on it? Is it a long seat and wide, or what is it?
It depends on the bike. Longer the bike, the longer the seat.
Okay, but you can have a little, like, a tractor seat if you wanted to, like a little motorcycle seat, or no? Or do you want to be able to slip and slide?
My sister here's got some answers.
You could
for
ride
us.
On an ice chest for all you want, as long as it has a motor a pull inside cord. It and a pull cord.
Pull start.
Okay, I think that's the one I want. As long as I can have ice and beer in it.
It's gonna slow you down, Dave.
Not if I pull in front of him. Yeah. I know how that game works. So now you've rid more sophisticated equipment, right?
Yeah.
And you love this, right? Just because it's just fun.
Racing.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
How big a group do you have in that class?
Average is 10 or 11. I think the max we had was 16.
Goodness.
It's a pretty small track.
It's a super small track.
How big is that track? Eight feet around?
Oh, jeez.
No.
A little bit bigger than that. A little bit bigger.
And they line them up probably eight wide in a couple rows.
Eight wide at the start.
Into that first right, left turn. Oh, my God. So do you have to wear motorcycle boots?
Yeah. You don't, like, have to but, like,
why wouldn't you if
it's
you've
preferred.
Got them? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to walk and talk for a while, you know, that might not be a bad idea. That is just, I got to check that class out. Yeah, but the go-karts are out there, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Go-karts are serious out there now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to go see Flat. Is Flat Track on Saturday coming up?
Saturday and Sunday, yes, coming
up. I like that. Finding that balance with that rear end coming around,
and
you got to
sit on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, are you moving around on your seat, Brody?
Not really on the mini bike. I'll more just tip a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah, just throw it in there.
The quad.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to go, man. Hey, are you on Facebook or any of that junk?
No.
Good, man. I love it. All right, get that diary, and we'll talk down the road. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.